John Miller.
And you work with John Miller?
Yes, that's correct.
John Miller. Can you sort of, I guess we're going to try and put a story together. We have a deadline of today because our magazine closed. Well, basically yesterday, but we'll probably get something together. But, you know, it's been on the cover of both New York Post and the Daily.
Yeah, I saw that.
What kind of comment is coming from, you know, your agency or from Donald?
Well, it's just that he really decided that he wasn't, you know, he didn't want to make the commitment. He didn't want to make a commitment. He really thought it was too soon. He's coming out of a, you know, marriage that, and he's starting to do tremendously well financially. As you saw, he got his licenses 5-0 the other day, and, you know, totally unanimous. And he's really been working hard and doing well. And probably, as you know, there's a real estate depression in the United States, and he's probably doing as well as anybody there is, and frankly, he wants to keep it that way. And he just thought it was too soon to make any commitment to anybody.
So what is going to happen with her? Is she being asked to leave, or is she going to be allowed to stay?
Well, he treats everybody well, and
yeah.
You know, you don't know him, but he's a...
No, I have met him.
Have you met him?
Yes.
He's a good guy, and he's not going to hurt anybody. The one article said he's going to throw around the apartment is total nonsense. You know, going to always treat her well as he treated his wife well. I mean, he paid his wife a great deal of money in a very bad period of time, and ultimately that was settled. There were those that say that was even put that way. I don't know if you've heard that, but that Trump became poor so until he got his divorce, and then all of a sudden he's been doing very well. And I guess you probably heard that too. But he treated his wife well, and he treated and he will treat Mala well. And you know, he's somebody that has a lot of options. And frankly, you know, he gets called by everybody. He gets called by everybody in the book in terms of women. And
like who?
Well, he gets called by a lot of people.
Yeah.
And
what about, I mean, this Carla Baretti? How important is she right now? Is she
well? I think it's somebody that, you know, she's beautiful. I saw her once quickly, and she's beautiful and all. But I think that he's got an all open field, really. You know, a lot of the people that you write about, and you people do a great job, by the way, but a lot of the people that you write about really are, they just call. Actresses, people that you write about just call to see if they can go out with them and things. And
you can't say, like, did Madonna ever really call?
He was so set up with that. You know, Madonna called, and what happened, I mean, it's a, I don't know if you want to listen to this.
No, I do.
Do you? Do you have a second?
Yeah, obviously.
What happened is, there was a benefit at the Plaza Hotel, which he owns, for Vreeland, for Martha Graham, and it was a ballroom benefit for Martha Graham, actually, just before she passed away. And Madonna was there, and she came in a beautiful evening gown and combat boots. She was wearing combat boots, and Trump was asked to go over and meet her. He was there just for a little while to say hello and to make a speech, to make it like an introductory speech. Madonna was in the room, and so somebody from Madonna's entourage, because she comes in with an entourage of dancers and everything else, and somebody from Madonna's entourage came over and said, would you go over and say hello to Madonna? And so he went over and said hello to Madonna, and he gave his autograph to the dancers. She said, these are fans and all this, would you give them the autograph? So he said, best wishes or something, he said. And then all of a sudden, and that was the end, and then he said goodbye to her, and that was literally the end. He's got zero interest in that, and it was literally the end. And the next day in the newspapers, they had a story that he wanted to go out with her and everything else. Besides that, she was sitting there with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I think his name was Ward or something.
Yeah, Tony Ward.
And she was sitting there right with a boyfriend,
yeah.
So I mean, it wouldn't be appropriate. Then the next day, there was a story that Trump went to Rex, and Madonna was supposedly at Rex, and that was another total nonsense.
Uh-huh.
So somehow there was a thing, and then she called recently about this fight and wanted to go out, and she's got this PR machine that I guess you people play too very well, but it really was nonsense. So anyway, but
I don't think we ever reported that about Madonna.
Well, she called and wanted to go out with him, that I can tell you. And one of the other people that you're writing about, by the way, I'm sort of new here, and I'm...
What is your position then?
Well, I'm sort of handling PR because you get so much of it.
Yeah.
And frankly, I can tell you off the record, I get to know you and talk a little bit off the record, I can tell you that he didn't care if he got bad PR until he got his divorce finished. So when he got a lot of bad financial stuff, he liked it because it was good because he could get his divorce finished. Once his divorce is finished, if you notice, since then, he's doing well financially. financially, and he's doing well in every other way. Like the licensing was 5-0, which is
fantastic.
And people were saying, how come all of a sudden he's doing so well? And then I guess Newsday about 2 weeks ago did a story on that. So I've sort of been put in here to handle, because I've never seen anybody get so many calls from the press.
Where did you come from?
I basically work for different firms. I work for a couple of different firms, and I'm somebody that knows. And I think somebody that he trusts and likes. So I'm going to do this a little part-time, and then, you know, with my life, too.
Is Marla trying to reconcile all this, or is it...
Marla wants to be back with him. Wants to be with him, but he just feels it's too soon. So
what about the ring?
Well, it was never an engagement ring.
Because
that was my first question. It was never an engagement ring. It was a ring. I mean, he wouldn't buy the engagement ring. Actually, he bought the ring at the Taj Mahal in Tiffany's. The only place that Tiffany's has that's in a hotel is, and because of his relationship with Tiffany being the neighbor next door to Trump Tower, Tiffany decided to open up a store at the Taj Mahal. And this was a way of giving Tiffany some business in addition to getting Marla something that would be nice. So he did that, and as I told him and other people told him, when you want to buy a present, they'll make it a ring the next time. But it was a little confusing.
Make it a chain.
Make it anything. Anything but a ring, I guess.
Do you think there's any fear that Marla will spill everything at all, or...?
Well, it doesn't matter to him.
Uh-huh.
He truly doesn't care. I've never seen somebody that's so immune. He gets immune to, some people would say he got bad press 4 months ago. Now he's starting to get good press. I don't know what you call this, but, this is just big press. But I've never seen somebody so immune to. He actually thrived on the bad press initially. Then once the divorce was over, he said, we have to change this. And it's very interesting. And frankly, if he got good press during the divorce, they'd be in court right now.
Yeah.
Because she settled because she thought that she better believe the press, and she settled. And now he's doing great, and now she would like not to settle. Ivana, where she didn't settle, she made a huge mistake, and she's now had a huge fight with her lawyer, Michael Kennedy, over why they made the settlement.
Right.
And it's a whole thing. She's sort of laughs at everything.
How did Donald feel about Ivana's parents, Barbara Walters?
Well, it was a total violation of the... I mean, I can tell you...
Yeah, but then that was... did the judge tell us what's her name?
Gangle Jiggle.
Yeah.
But that's going to be... The judge felt that when Donald got Ivana to sign that agreement, that Donald got Ivana to void her rights, and that the judge was wrong because there's so much case law on that. And what happened is the judge said, by the way, she didn't take that clause out. She just said she's not going to hold Ivana in contempt. In other words, if she violates it, she's not going to put Ivana in jail for violating.
Right.
Okay, so she didn't void that clause. Now, Donald's got a decision as to whether or not he wants to pay her any more money, because by violating that clause, he in theory, doesn't have to pay her any money.
Being the good guy that he's trying to be,
I'm not sure what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Again, you could say that she shouldn't have done that either. I mean, you sign an agreement, you go through months and months, and she can't say she didn't know this one. And what he did was smart, because he got not only Ivana to sign the agreement, but he got Ivana's lawyers to sign the agreement, that she knew it, that she speaks English perfectly, that everything in the agreement is known and studied and everything else. So, in theory, I think he could probably, I think that could have cost her many millions of dollars. I don't know that he's going to enforce it or not.
What about this whole thing that was blown up in the news, whether Marla wouldn't sign any sort of prenuptial? Did that have anything to do with the ending of the relationship?
No.
Was that true? I mean, was he trying to get her to sign anything?
Well, I can tell you this. Just off the record, there's no way he gets married without a prenuptial agreement.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah.
It was painful, but worked in the Ivana case.
Uh-huh.
Because, while it was, challenged, it still ended up being upheld and worked. And frankly, she got not exactly one penny. She didn't get one penny more than what the agreement called for. So that's that. And she spent a lot of money on lawyers and a lot of money on everything. And there was a year of the circus. But they do stand up. I can tell you there was never any talk of marriage from Donald's point of view. I can also say that Marla would have liked to get married, obviously, but it was just something he didn't want to do. It was just too soon. And hopefully he'll maintain a good relationship with Marla.
What about
most people, but it's just too soon.
What about this Ivana thing? It says in the Newsday, Trump also told friends that Ivana met last week, she indicates that she'd be interested in a reconciliation.
Ivana wants to get back with Donald.
She does, after saying on Boba Walters.
What's she going to say? Is she going to say, when he's with somebody else and has other people lined up, is he going to home, and she's not going to say, I mean, he's living with Marla, and he's got three other girlfriends, and then, and she's not going to say, I really want to get back, you know. She wants to get back. She's told it to a lot of her friends, and she's told it to him, but it's so highly unlikely.
Is he just not interested?
That's off the record. He left. I mean, it was his choice to leave, and he left.
He left for Marla.
He didn't leave. No, that's the biggest misconception in this whole thing, and this is the second question I asked about after the ring, was the biggest misconception is he left. He didn't leave for Marla. He really left for himself. He didn't leave for Marla. He never left for Marla. He was going to leave anyway. Marla was there, but he was going to leave anyway. Whether there was a Marla or not, he was going to leave anyway. So now he has somebody else named Carla, who's, you know, beautiful, and I guess you have something on her. I don't know if you do or not. But
no, they won't talk about her. Can you say anything about her? I mean, she's the daughter of who?
She's a you know, very successful model, et cetera, et cetera. But again, he didn't leave Marla for her. He just wants, he does things for himself. I mean, he leaves for himself. He does things for himself. When he makes the decision, that will be a very lucky woman. But he's not going to do that until he makes the decision. You know, when he makes the decision, he's very capable of a total commitment when he makes the decision. But he felt it's too soon. Off the record, he probably felt Marla wasn't the right one, or whatever. But he just felt it was too soon.
How did he meet Carla?
At the Plaza Hotel, she was doing a Carolina Herrera fashion show.
Was I on that?
Does
he go to the fashion show?
Well, he goes to him, but less so since Kansas. But
when did he meet Carla then?
Probably a few months ago.
Uh-huh. Have they been able to see each other with Marla?
Well, not really. And again, I heard Carla. I mean, I'll give you the. This is getting to me. This is a little different from what I normally discuss. This is, I think, an interesting point. Carla is a very beautiful girl from Italy, whose father is one of the wealthiest men in Europe. Well, her father's name is, her name is Carla Bruni Tadesh.
How do you spell that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Tadesh. She hasn't used the last name because it's too complicated, you know, for the thing for one answer. But anyway,
yeah.
But her father's one of the wealthiest men in Europe. Carla is extraordinarily beautiful and didn't want to be a model, except that every time she'd go to a show as a sitter, you know, to look, the people, Ralph Lauren and various people would say, Carla, you have to be in the show, et cetera, et cetera. So she does all of the top shows. And she's always very busy and very successful, et cetera, et cetera. She was having a big thing with Mick Jagger. Did you hear about this?
Well, I just, I'm reading about it.
And what happened is she was going with Eric Clapton.
Mick Jagger, who was married at that point?
Jagger, as of 3 months ago, she was having a big thing.
Oh, okay.
When she, just a little one scandal, I mean, she was having a very big thing with Mick Jagger. And then what happened, she was going with Eric Clapton. And Eric Clapton introduced her to Mick Jagger. And then Mick Jagger started calling her, and she ended up going with Mick Jagger. And then she dropped Mick Jagger for Donald, and that's where it is right now. And, you know, and again, he's not making any commitments to Carla either, just so you understand. I mean,
what kinds of things have they done? I mean, do they go out and tattoo, or?
Well, they just get along very good, and she's really pretty and all of that stuff. But you know, he doesn't have any idea who she's right. When he meets the right woman, it's going to be a great relationship, and it's going to be a very, you know, because he believes strongly in the marriage. And in all fairness, he was married for 12 years, and he was happily married for 12, you know, for many of those years, I guess. And he believes in it, especially in this society today, I can say. But he believes in it.
Where is he living now? I mean, if
he lives in Trump Tower, he has the apartment on top of Trump Tower.
Okay, and Ivana also has an apartment in Trump Tower.
She has an apartment in Trump Tower, but the court order is that she has to leave within